Deputy Commissioner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's an expression from where we come from, deja vu all over again. I'm feeling a little bit like the two statements that were just made were very similar to the ones that were made 2 weeks ago at Standing Committee, so I'm going to sound a little repetitive in response, but let me give it a shot for the broader membership and the executive committee. In terms of the questions and discussion suggestions by our colleague from the United Kingdom, I think we had promised a briefing of sorts on the hierarchy of need this fall, which we will intend to carry through with in terms of how some of those critical and difficult decisions are made at the field level. Your suggestion related to seeing how we can additionally bring in development actors on some of the protracted situations and some of the resilience activities that unfortunately sometimes we need to limit our implementation of the same when resources are not received. We are actually already actively doing that, but we continue to bring other partners in, including on the private sector, which both yourself and the colleague from the United States also mentioned. So we would certainly continue that. On the issues related to the budget and the proposal on a hybrid basis, I want to also repeat a comment that I made 2 weeks ago at the Standing Committee. I think in some of our colleagues' eyes, my opening statement to this particular session under agenda item 4 may have sounded a little breathless in terms of the extent of change underway in the organization. And so I would, while noting that we need to take a look at the budget, I would not want to add a significant agenda item at this point with regard to budget structure. I think between that and what we're trying to do on results-based management, the monumental transformation internally in terms of what's about to come with regard to regionalization and decentralization, I think we will get there. But in terms of putting a time limit on it, particularly when we don't have all of the other pieces together, I think would force us into perhaps not the right outcome. So with a request for a little bit of indulgence with regard to the timeline and regular briefings both to this group but also Standing Committee and on the margins, I think we need to take a very close look at what this looks like. We're also looking within the regionalization and decentralization and change process how we currently both do resource mobilization, resource allocation, and we currently have a very centralized system. So some of these pieces will also come to play when we look at design. Not to say that all of this is going to move to country or regional platforms by any means. We have some clear advantages to the current system, but there will be changes with regard to resource mobilization and management of those resources. By our operations. So I think that will also come up in the context of the change process. With regard to the IG and the number of